The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Good morning. Today we have a special guest from CIMB Futures, Mr. David Tan, Head of Futures Broking from CIMB Futures. We will be talking about futures, specifically in the agriculture sector. David, I understand that CIMB Futures is able to provide clients full brokerage services and also access to the major future exchanges worldwide. Tell us, what are the products offered?
CIMB Futures is a trading and a clearing participant of Bursa Malaysia Derivatives and Clearing House, respectively. Not only do we offer Bursa Malaysia's a broad range of listed derivatives products, we offer agriculture futures, which we will discuss today. Index futures, energy futures, metal futures listed on CME, CBOT, NYMEX and COMEX.
Now, Malaysia, we are one of the largest producers of palm oil, and it's very often analysed together with soybean oil. How are these two edible oils related to one another?
Soy oil and palm oil are substitute oils, just like canola oil, sunflower oil, and etc. When the price of these gets too expensive, consumers can switch from one brand of oil to another. As the demand of one oil is reduced, the demand of another is increased. And as the demand of one oil falls, then by economic theory, price of that must likewise fall to stimulate demand. In this way, prices will move in order to stimulate demand to keep all things in balance.
Okay, so now if I think that palm oil is going to be too expensive and soy oil is too cheap, can I just go to the supermarket and just say buy 1 year supply of soybean oil? Can I make money like that?
You certainly could. However, that could be a lot of oil to go home with. Fortunately, there is a better way to do this. For instance, with CME, you have a soybean oil futures contract, and at Bursa Malaysia Derivatives, you have palm oil futures contract. Both these contracts are very similar. The soybean oil contract is around 60,000 pounds of oil, roughly about 27 metric tons. The palm oil contract is for 25 metric tons of oil. When you have a view that one will rise in price relative to the other, you can do what is known as a spread trade, meaning buying one contract and selling the other. If the contract that you buy goes up in value relative to the other one that you have sold, you have made money. Even though both these contracts are offered by different exchanges, they are available on the same trading platform hosted on CME's Globex trading engine. CMB Futures offers free subscription trading platform catering to their trading needs to have fast, secure and reliable access to the global markets.
So to trade agriculture futures, what are the key factors one needs to look at?
When trading agriculture futures, one should always be aware of supply and demand factors. If one thinks the weather conditions for growing soybean is perfect and hence will increase the soybean production and thus increase supply, then soybean oil prices are likely to decline. Or if one thinks that China will consume more palm oil this year because of good economic growth, then it will increase the demand and the palm oil prices are likely to spike. So looking at the factors influencing supply and demand will give an insight to the price direction for agri futures.
Thank you, David, for speaking to us today. If you would like to know more about CIMB Futures and the products they offer, you may call the hotline at 03-2265-8908. This segment is brought to you by CIMB Futures and in partnership with CME Group.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.